Where do you see clinical research heading in terms of study of endocrine therapy in the adjuvant setting? Fulvestrant, for example, has only been used in the metastatic setting. Do you see that being moved up? What are some of the strategies that you see being applied to these patients in the adjuvant setting?
The strategies that are already being explored are the kind of optimization of the strategies for endocrine manipulation for premenopausal patients, which is really an open question right now. Fortunately, there are three large trials that are designed to answer the question of ovarian ablation as part of premenopausal management for ER-positive disease. Unfortunately, I hear that they're not accruing particularly well, so it may take us longer to answer it than we would like. I think that's a very big question. For example, in a high-risk woman, what does ovarian ablation add to an aggressive chemotherapy and tamoxifen regimen that really hadn't been addressed in the earlier studies? I think the fulvestrant question is a very good one. As you know, there are some data, certainly preclinical data, that a combination of fulvestrant and an aromatase inhibitor may be a very useful way to go. I suspect that that question will be first asked in the metastatic setting and then moved into the adjuvant setting. Our usual paradigm is to test questions in the metastatic disease, look for a signal of efficacy, and then move it into the larger, far more expensive adjuvant setting where the patients, you may be buying them toxicity and you want to have some sense that you're going to get efficacy also before you do it. I think another question that is not being asked, but I would like to see asked, is of course the idea of combining ER-targeted therapy with HER2-targeted therapy in the ER-positive, HER2-positive disease. We've heard that there is clinical evidence of synergy, although I haven't actually seen the data yet, and I think that would be a terrific study in the adjuvant setting to get you potentially away from chemotherapy in just an ER-targeted or anti-estrogen-targeted approach plus HER2-targeted approach with trastuzumab or another HER2-directed therapy and see if you can get away from chemo in a subset of these women.